Final Examination A. Part 1 Listening.
第一部分听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Mr. Wong plans to travel to Qingdao by ship. Mr. Wong plans to travel to Qingdao by ship.
2.The sign means we mustn't enter. The sign means we mustn't enter.
3. He is seeing a doctor because his eyes are hurt. He is seeing a doctor because his eyes are hurt.
4. I'm going to see a new film this weekend. I'm going to see a new film this weekend.
5. Mr. White is speaking loudly on the phone. Mr. White is speaking loudly on the phone.2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。1. We are going to have a trip to Hangzhou tomorrow.
Yes, the school bus will take us to the railway station at 7 o'clock.
That's great.
Question. How are they going to Hangzhou?
We are going to have a trip to Hangzhou tomorrow.
Yes, the school bus will take us to the railway station at 7 o'clock.
That's great.
Question. How are they going to Hangzhou?
2. How is your school life?
It's interesting and colorful. We usually have 7 lessons, but only have 6 lessons on Friday.
Question. How many lessons does the boy have on Tuesday?How is your school life?
It's interesting and colorful. We usually have 7 lessons, but only have 6 lessons on Friday.
Question. How many lessons does the boy have on Tuesday? 3. We're going to have a picnic in the countryside next Thursday. Would you like to join us?
I'd love to. I'm going to bring some hot dogs.
Question. When are the speakers going to have a picnic? We're going to have a picnic in the countryside next Thursday. Would you like to join us?
I'd love to. I'm going to bring some hot dogs.
Question. When are the speakers going to have a picnic? 4. Look at that sign, Paul.It says we mustn't speak loudly here.
I'm sorry, Jesse. I didn't notice that. I'll keep quiet.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? Look at that sign, Paul. It says we mustn't speak loudly here.
I'm sorry, Jesse. I didn't notice that. I'll keep quiet.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?5. I like to live near the underground station. It's convenient for me to go to work.
Me too, but my mother likes to live in the countryside. It's quiet and peaceful.
Question. Who likes to live in the countryside? I like to live near the underground station. It's convenient for me to go to work.
Me too, but my mother likes to live in the countryside. It's quiet and peaceful.
Question. Who likes to live in the countryside?
6. Hello, Nancy. Where were you yesterday?
I didn't come to the office because I was ill.
You still look a little sick. I suggest you have a good rest today.
Thanks, I will.
Question. Why didn't Nancy go to the office yesterday? Hello, Nancy. Where were you yesterday?
I didn't come to the office because I was ill.
You still look a little sick. I suggest you have a good rest today.
Thanks, I will.
Question. Why didn't Nancy go to the office yesterday?
Seven. I'm going to make a cake for your father's birthday. Will you go and buy some flour and eggs?
Okay. What else do you want?
Please buy some sugar, too.
Question. What is the boy going to buy?
I'm going to make a cake for your father's birthday. Will you go and buy some flour and eggs?
Okay. What else do you want?
Please buy some sugar, too.
Question. What is the boy going to buy?3. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。Get up, Joe. It's late.
I can't get up, Mom. I'm ill.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I just don't feel well.
You have a fever, Joe. I'm going to call Dr. King.Don't get out of bed.
Oh, I can't get out of bed. I'm too ill.
Hello, this is Mrs. Wilson. Is Dr. King there?
This is Dr. King speaking. Who's ill?
Joe, my son.
What's wrong with him?
He seems to have a high fever.
Keep him in bed. Where do you live?
We live at 36 Garden Avenue.
All right, Mrs. Wilson. I'll come there soon.
Get up, Joe. It's late.
I can't get up, Mom. I'm ill.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I just don't feel well.
You have a fever, Joe. I'm going to call Dr. King. Don't get out of bed.
Oh, I can't get out of bed. I'm too ill.
Hello. This is Mrs. Wilson. Is Dr. King there?
This is Dr. King speaking. Who's ill?
Joe, my son.
What's wrong with him?
He seems to have a high fever.
Keep him in bed. Where do you live?
We live at 36 Garden Avenue.
All right, Mrs. Wilson. I'll come there soon. Four. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子。每空格先填一词。
Jay was the only son of a rich American businessman. Usually, he was taken to school in his father's beautiful car before the driver took Jay's father to his office. One evening, the father told Jay that he had to go to the airport early the next day, so he would need the car at that time that Jay had to start for school. He also said that Jay's mother...who had another car, would still be in bed at the time he had to leave the house. Well, how will I get to school if you need your car and Mom is still sleeping? Jay asked. His father thought this was a good chance to teach Jay a lesson about how hard life was for the less lucky people in the world. So he answered, You'll go in the same way as every other child goes, in a taxi.Jay was the only son of a rich American businessman. Usually, he was taken to school in his father's beautiful car before the driver took Jay's father to his office. One evening, the father told Jay that he had to go to the airport early the next day, so he would need the car at that time that Jay had to start for school. He also said that Jay's mother, who had another car,would still be in bed at the time he had to leave the house. Well, how will I get to school if you need your car and Mom is still sleeping? Jay asked. His father thought this was a good chance to teach Jay a lesson about how hard life was for the less lucky people in the world. So he answered, You'll go in the same way as every other child goes, in a taxi.